I think low key is probably right, and I think that befits the mood of Louisiana, and I think it fits with John Bel Edwards' style in many ways. 8 years ago, when Bobby Jindal was inaugurated, we had a $1 billion surplus. There was construction everywhere. We had really high oil prices. As Bobby Jindal leaves office 8 years later, we have an almost $2 billion budget deficit. We have our economy is frankly in trouble in a lot of ways, and the first order of business is going to be solving this budget crisis, which is going to involve some very difficult choices. So it doesn't feel like a time to throw out all the bells and whistles and have a huge celebration, although you do want to have some pomp and circumstance because we only do this every 4 to 8 years.
Right, right. And, you know, you started to go into it kind of acknowledging that the budget is in a worse off state at least than 8 years ago. How bad is the budget right now?
The budget is as bad as certainly as I've seen it. I've been watching it for 13 years now. So the first order of business is going to be a very steep hill for John Bel Edwards to climb, and trying to bring Republicans and Democrats together around something nobody really wants to do, which is raise revenues, ask people of this state to pay more to so that we can afford basic services like education, health care, roads, and the things we all care about.
And, you know, you were mentioning when Jindal first took office as governor and the economy was in relatively good shape, at least much better shape than we are looking at today. You know, Edwards is having a single day celebration and Jindal had, you know, a 3 day itinerary, so to speak. Have there been scenarios that you can recall where the budget has been in poor shape and yet that didn't deter kind of a pomp and circumstance situation?
I can't recall a governor having a 3 day celebration when there's a $2 billion budget deficit. But you also have to remember 8 years ago, you know, Bobby Jindal won his election in the primary. So he had an extra month to plan his inauguration. That's a luxury of time that John Bel Edwards didn't have because he won his election on November 21st. So he only had a few weeks before the Christmas holiday when things kind of shut down for a couple of weeks. So I think it certainly befits his style. It befits the mood of the state capitol to have a more low-key celebration. But there also may not have been time to plan a 3 day extravaganza like we had 8 years ago.
This is also the first year that the legislature has asked the governor and his office to disclose the budget for the inauguration. What are your thoughts on why that might be?
I think more transparency is always better than less transparency. I think it would probably be a good idea to disclose who's paying for the festivities, who contributed to the transition team. But I think, frankly, these issues are all pretty picayune compared to the massive budget issues that are really going to affect every family in Louisiana in some way, shape, or form. The important thing is not who's paying for the microphone that John Bel Edwards is going to be speaking to on Monday. The important thing is how are we going to pay for education, healthcare services, roads, public safety, the things that people expect government to do, and the things that we don't have enough money right now to pay for even basic necessities in the state. It's not just John Bel Edwards who got elected. It's 144 legislators who each represent their own constituents. And the challenge is how do you get majorities, and in many cases, two-thirds majorities, to agree on an agenda when it's such a difficult time with our budget and such a difficult time raising the revenue we need to afford basic services.
Will you be at the inauguration?
I will be at the inauguration. I'm looking forward to it.
What are you most looking forward to?
I'll be interested to hear his speech, frankly. He's had a long time to, you know, he was campaigning for a long time, but now he's had a couple of months to really think of how he wants to present his agenda to the people of Louisiana. I'll be listening very careful and look forward to seeing the vision that he lays out.
Jan Moeller, director of the Louisiana Budget Project, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.